I've come to the conclusion that life is one letdown after another. It seems that getting out of this world is all that I have to look forward to anymore. When I was 15, I got pregnant from a guy who said he loved me. The day he found out, he dumped me for my sister. I couldn't tell my parents, so I tried to give myself an abortion with a coat hanger. The good news is that it succeeded. The bad news is that I can never have children, and I am deformed so badly I can never have sex again. From the age of 5 to 13, my father and my uncle sodomized me. I was in a car accident, killing my mom and causing me to lose the use of my left arm from a large piece of wood that impaled me from one of the fences we ran into. No girl likes me because of my scars and dead arm that is going to be amputated soon. I'd buy a gun and kill myself, but I have a few felony charges that are floating around my miserable life. I'm on probation right now, and all I want to do is OD and die. I came from a fucked up family. Got railroaded for child support from some bitch. Been paying for 14 years now. I never see the kid. I lost $25,000 in the stock market this year. I was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Then I lost my job. We lost our house and I lost all my possessions to the pawn shop. It took me 2 years of working degradedly as a door-to-door salesman to get all that stuff. 4 weeks ago today I was 31 weeks pregnant. My husband and I were happy and couldn't wait until our daughter was born. 2 days later her heart stopped and the day after that I had to deliver her dead. I had her in me for 24 hours before I was able to deliver. I kept wishing that she would cry while the nurses at the hospital cleaned her so my husband and I could see her. Her cord was what killed her. It got tightly wrapped around her body while she was rolling around in me. Now, almost 4 weeks later, my husband and I sit in our empty and quiet house, haunted by our daughter's beautiful sleeping face and wondering what we do now. When I was 7, I was in a house fire that resulted in 80% burns and no life. I can't go a day without punching myself. It is the only thing I get pleasure from, so I end up with bruises and I cry myself to sleep, because the only thing I enjoy is painful. I tried to kill myself once, but then I stopped because my mom threw a beer bottle at me. You want to know what real depression is? Not merely being suicidal, but regretting that I didn't kill myself 30 years ago.